It is Ask the CLO with Chief Love Officer Steve Harvey. Ready, Steve? Here we go. This one's from Marshall in Kansas City. Marshall says, I reconnected with a male friend after 5 years of not talking because his sex was garbage. We did it only once, and I put him in the friend zone afterwards. He wants us to try dating again. So should I test the waters first to see if he's better at sex?
Yeah.
I mean, what are you talking about? Should I test the waters first? Before you what?
Before she does it again.
What do you mean, test the waters first before she does it again? How do you test the waters?
She's going right on into the water.
Do it again. She wants to do it. Yeah, she's asking,
well,
should she do it
that's
again?
That's all she did before was she did it one time. It was garbage. She put him in the friend zone. Now she's calling us to say, should I test the waters again before I go in? How do you test the waters? You won't have sex with the dude again.
Right. She wants to see if he's learned anything, if he's,
well,
if he's gotten
better.
Well,
that's only one way to find out. You can't ask him.
Test him.
What you going to ask? Saying, are you still garbage in bed? Baby, I ain't never been garbage in bed.
I you learned how to do it yet?
I turn him up, I turn him out. But he got 5 years, depending on how old he is. You know, if he and his 40s, it's going to be the same. Now, if he was 21, might be in for a surprise.
Oh, it's a big surprise. Oh, yeah.
But if it's 40, 45, he the same dude.
He ain't changed.
Yeah, he has been misguiding women his entire life.
So should she take a chance or no?
Oh, you ain't the only. That's why he available. You ain't the only one discovering. Why you think every time you talk to him, his is available?
That part.
After 5 years.
Voicemail or nothing.
Yeah. All right. Go ahead,
all right, here we go. Suki in Oklahoma says, my 7-year-old son told me that his teacher is a brown cow. He said his classmates call her that. His teacher is black, and he is one of the only 3 blacks in the class. Do I need to start calling these racist parents, or should I talk to the principal?
Yeah, you need to start calling these racist parents and start with your little racist boy.
Because they got him.
Because he down there repeating what he hearing. She's the brown cow, and it's 3 of them in there, and y'all need to check it. Yes, because this is how it starts.
That's
if
right.
It goes unchecked, it gets out of hand. And he's 7, so yeah, you got to say something.
Okay, all right. All right, DaQuanda in Tarrytown says, my husband told me that he offered his coworker a ride to work after her car was stolen. I found her page on Instagram, and she's got a lot of revealing pictures of her big old butt, and she's cute. Should I forbid him from taking her to work?
Oh, well, first of all, let's just say this.
Why do you think he offered to ride?
Because she's fine.
Yeah.
That's why he offered to ride. So you can forbid him or whatever you want, but, you know, he already offered.
So he wasn't just being nice, he wants being a friend. He wasn't doing that.
He wants to be a friend. I'm
he wasn't being nice to
being
her.
Being nice for what? For what, Shirley? It's being nice for what? Men, everything men do is with purpose.
Absolutely.
Every single thing is with purpose. Picking you up because you need
but
a ride.
But her car was stolen.
Let her daddy take her to work. She ain't got no girlfriends can drop her at all. What are women on the job that's got cars? Why you volunteer? You already know the conversation he catching.
Yep.
Should I forbid him? Go ahead and pick up and see what happens.
Trying to be a better person and get a woman a ride. That's all. I'm just trying
to
be
better. She better get an Uber app and get out of here.
I don't get the problem. All this stuff that's out here now, she need a ride. Her car got stolen. Now, you finna take our car over there in that wreck neighborhood, and now we ain't got no ride.
Now, all 3 of us on the bus.
You breaking it down, CLO.
So, DaQuanda, you're telling DaQuanda, yes, she should forbid her husband from taking her to work.
Why he tell her? All he had to do was go and pick her up.
Well,
if you leaving early now, you know I got some pre-work things I got to do.
But anything can happen, though, right? Because, I mean, God forbid you get an accident with this woman.
Not well, sure it's happening now.
Yeah.
He done told the truth and look where he at. He did a strawberry letter.
Subject.
Right, I done told right y'all about this truth now. I have told you over and over and Jesus. Over about this truth. This walking in the house confessing. Your stupid behind. It ain't time for that.
Yeah.
Now you done looked up her page. Oh. What the hell he telling right. for?
But if she wasn't fine, it'd be okay.
If she wasn't fine, he wouldn't be off in the ride.
It's a catch 22. I get it. I understand.
I don't like one of the ugly people in their car, man. I'm going to work. People talking about, ooh, boy, look who Steve got over there. Boy. He ain't doing good, is he?
What the hell?
She ugly.
Ooh, man, look at that dude. He got to ride with her every morning to work. I know I'll get a divorce. This ain't my wife.
He got to explain it.
Yeah.
Hey, man, what you looking at over here? This ain't your car. Mind your business.
You're just being a nice man, just helping.
She got a beautiful personality. What you looking at?
She's beautiful on the inside. All right, moving on. Last one. Crazy. Vidra in Memphis says, I've been dating a guy for a while, and his 8-year-old son is very rough and likes to tackle me and wrestle with me. I've had several bruises, and I've asked him to control his son, but he won't. I avoid the boy whenever possible because I'm going to hurt him. Should I knock his little butt out one good time?
That's what you got to do. You got to put it on him. He come in there to tackle, just raise your knee. Put it dead on his chin.
There it is.
Rock his little... Oops, sorry. Here's what you do. Tackle him first.
She doesn't want to hurt the baby.
When he, tackle him first. He ain't looking. Just put your foot in his lower back and send his across the room, dead into them blinds.
He's 8.
No,
he need it.
Now, stop all that tackling.
Uh-huh. Why won't his dad say anything?
My grandson used to bite me when he saw me. Then I bit his back and we stopped. All the biting ended.
All right. Thanks, CLO. Coming up.
Come
man,
here, Ezra.
The hour.
This is Steve Harvey Morning Show, man. It might be 2 birds in that bush, but if you let this bird go to reach in there for the 2 in the bush and they fly out the bush, you ain't got nothing. A bird in the hand is worth 2 in the bush.
But if it's 2 in there and I happen to catch both, wouldn't that be better?
See, key word in there was a small word with the smallest words with the biggest consequences. If I rob this bank and if they don't catch me, I'm going to be rich. Yeah, okay. A whole lot of ifs sitting in prison today.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.